Imagine a world where the most dangerous creatures on Earth don't have fangs, claws, or even distinctive appearances. They look exactly like ordinary women. Your neighbor, your teacher, perhaps even someone sitting across from you right now. These are the witches of Roald Dahl's imagination, creatures who harbor an intense, sizzling hatred for children and dedicate their existence to eliminating them one by one. Unlike fairy tale witches with their pointy hats and broomsticks, real witches maintain perfect disguises as nice, ordinary ladies while secretly plotting the destruction of every child they encounter. What makes them truly terrifying is how difficult they are to identify. They might be the woman sitting next to you on the bus, or the friendly shopkeeper who offers you candy. They blend seamlessly into society, holding ordinary jobs and wearing ordinary clothes. But beneath this careful camouflage lie creatures with horrifying physical attributes. Bald heads hidden under wigs, toeless square feet crammed painfully into pointed shoes, claw-like fingernails concealed by gloves, and eyes containing shifting black dots with fire and ice dancing in the center. After losing both parents in a car accident, our 7-year-old narrator is raised by his Norwegian grandmother, a woman who becomes both guardian and protector in a world threatened by witches. Their evening conversations after bath time become crucial lessons in witch identification, knowledge that might someday save his life. Grandmother carries her own mystery, a missing thumb she refuses to discuss, calling it too horrible. This physical reminder of some past encounter lends weight to her warnings. She's faced their evil firsthand. Even after relocating to England for the boys' education, their bond remains strong. Grandmother's protective instincts heighten in what she calls home to the most vicious witches in the world. When the boy has his first frightening encounter with a suspected witch, she turns ashy gray with fear. From that moment, their lives revolve around constant vigilance against threats hiding behind ordinary faces. Summer approached as grandmother and the boy planned their Norwegian vacation. When grandmother developed pneumonia, they settled for the Hotel Magnificent in Bournemouth, a seaside town popular with elderly vacationers. As consolation, grandmother gave her grandson two white mice, William and Mary, which he began training for his dream famous white mouse circus. While searching for a quiet training spot, he found what appeared to be an empty ballroom reserved for the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Believing their meeting had ended, he slipped inside and hid behind a screen. Suddenly, voices approached. The meeting was about to begin. He watched as about 200 elegantly dressed ladies entered. His calm turned to terror when he noticed them scratching their scalps in strange unison. When one lifted her entire head of hair, the horrifying truth revealed itself. These weren't women, but witches wearing wigs to conceal their baldness. His innocent training session had led him straight into the annual meeting of all England's witches. The boy watched in horror as the Grand High Witch entered to thunderous applause. When she reached the platform, she removed her mask, revealing a revolting face with no chin, a thin black line for a mouth, twisted nostrils, and eyes that glowed red like hot coals. Speaking with a thick accent, she berated the witches for failing to eliminate England's children. When one witch questioned her, the Grand High Witch demonstrated her power with a deadly spell that reduced the offender to smoke. "Frizzled like a fritter," she remarked coldly. With her authority established through fear, she revealed her giganticus plan. Witches must resign from their jobs, use counterfeit money to purchase sweet shops, and offer free sweets containing Formula 86 Delayed Action Mouse Maker. This green liquid would transform children into mice at precisely 9 o'clock the next morning at school, where teachers would bring out mouse traps, ensuring their demise by day's end. The Grand High Witch demonstrated her potion by revealing she'd given a doctored chocolate bar to Bruno Jenkins, scheduled to transform at 3:30. Right on cue, Bruno arrived demanding his chocolate. As the witch counted down, Bruno suddenly jumped, then began shrinking, growing brown fur, developing whiskers and a tail, until only a small mouse remained, scurrying across the table. Just as the meeting concluded, disaster struck when a witch detected the smell of dog's droppings, their term for children. Despite his hiding place, their powerful noses tracked the narrator down. The witches cornered him and carried him struggling to the platform. The Grand High Witch forced open his mouth and poured an entire mousemaker bottle down his throat, 500 doses. The pain was excruciating, like boiling water scorching through his body. His skin tightened as mouse fur sprouted all over him. In moments, he had transformed completely, but escaped when the witch dismissed him as only a mouse now, fatally underestimating his human intelligence combined with his new mouse abilities. Now a mouse, but mentally intact, the narrator found Bruno and they made their way to his grandmother's room. She was shocked to see two mice, one speaking with her grandson's voice. After consoling her, he explained the witch's plan to turn all English children into mice, horrifying yet impressing his grandmother with his discovery. Realizing the Grand High Witch's room was directly below his, he devised a plan to steal some mousemaker formula. His grandmother lowered him over the balcony in a sock. He found bottles hidden in the mattress and escaped with one despite the Grand High Witch's unexpected return. With the stolen formula, they planned to dose the witches during supper. The narrator snuck into the kitchen and poured the entire bottle into the witch's soup. When they began eating, they suddenly screamed and leapt from their seats as the transformation began. Within moments, all 80 witches had shrunk into mice, causing chaos as hotel staff attacked them with chairs, bottles, and frying pans. In Norway, grandmother ingeniously adapted their home for her mouse grandson with tiny stepladders, pulley door openers, and floor light buttons. Learning that mouse people live about 9 years reassured him he wouldn't outlive his 86-year-old grandmother. When asked if he minded being a mouse forever, he replied, "It doesn't matter who you are or what you look like, so long as somebody loves you." Their quiet life changed when grandmother discovered the Grand High Witch's headquarters, a Norwegian castle containing addresses of every witch worldwide. They planned to infiltrate the castle, transform all witches with Formula 86, and use cats to eliminate the mouse witches. Afterward, they would collect the addresses and travel globally using Mousemaker to destroy all remaining witches. "What fun and excitement it's going to be," he exclaimed as grandmother kissed him, ready to begin their adventure. A mouse and his grandmother against the world's witches, their bond stronger than any magic.